I'm Stephen Lay of the University of Alaska Fairbanks Public Affairs Office. Wednesday night, Betty Williams, the 1976 Nobel Peace Prize winner, was the annual Barton Lecturer at the university. Mrs. Williams was awarded the prize for her efforts in organizing the major peace movement in Northern Ireland. Angered by the death of three children, aged 6 years, 4 years, and 6 weeks old, when a terrorist car crashed into them on the sidewalk, Williams started going door to door with a petition organizing her peace drive. The petition drive was successful, and grew into a major series of marches by both Catholic and Protestant residents of Northern Ireland. The marches were a starting point in her peace movement, but Williams sees them only as the beginning of the long-term effort to bring peace to the country. It will take 30 years, she believes, because of the century-old patterns of violence and hatred.
So our history itself is a very violent one and a very unjust one. We were a country who wanted to be by ourselves and on our own, but we were never allowed to be that way. But then we turned out to be a country that took up guns. And we turned out to be a country where it was Irishmen killing Irishmen. And we turned out to be a country who did the worst thing that any human being can do. We started killing children in a war which we called peace with justice.
Once the marching was over, Williams and her movement realized it would take more than just marches and rallies to bring peace to Ireland. It takes changing attitudes and the development of positive community involvement in daily life.
Our movement decided that instead of starting to look for solutions from the top down, we would build them from the bottom up. Revolutionary, I expect people would say, but certainly it was different. Every single thing else had been tried in Northern Ireland and had failed miserably. Now, up to date, I think the media have written off the peace movement about 100 times. And yet we do something, and they have to come back and ask us a question or two. And then we suddenly realize that we're still there and we're going to stay there. So what we did was we taught people self-help, how to get a grip on their area, economically, culturally, and socially.
This involvement worked to develop new employment opportunities and provide financial support for the survivors of violence. Today, the group continues to promote peace through involvement in positive activities and by choking off support to groups involved in violence. Williams has campaigned against the fundraising activity by the Irish Republican Army in the United States. Irish Americans in the United States are, according to Williams, one of the primary sources of weaponry for the IRA. Today, Williams has become, as a result of her Nobel Prize, an activist for peace throughout the world. She has traveled extensively in the Third World as a United Nations representative.
Those of us who believe in humanity, I don't give two damns what religion you are, what color you are, doesn't matter. But for those of us who believe that human life has a right to exist without threat of nuclear war or any other kind of war, had the same kind of motivation as the militarists of our world who do those kind of build-ups, then we could change it, and we could change it very quickly. But I find when I go around the world, or anywhere that I go, that the greatest problem and the greatest violence that I come across is apathy. And my syndrome, we've all got that. My husband, my house, my car. And the apathy which says, it's not happening to me, so it's not my problem. People don't see what's on their doorstep. They only see it when it's in their living room. And by then, it is far too late.
Williams devoted more than a third of her speech to non-Irish issues. She thoroughly condemned military arms buildup, defense spending, and nuclear arms. More than 600 people attended the lecture. For the U.S. Public Affairs Office, I'm Stephen Light. Sunday afternoon, the UAF Symphony Orchestra will present their fall concert at 4 in the concert hall. A At 7 p.m. Sunday will be an organizational meeting of the UAF College Bowl team. The Thursday high noon lecture will be Bears Close Encounters. The lecture will be in the Wood Center Lounge and will be given by Norman Simmons, Joe Nava, and Fred Dean. That evening, Sarah Burdick will present a piano recital in the concert hall at 8. University Focus is produced by the UAF Public Affairs Office in cooperation with KUAC-FM.